flick on the news last night and see one of the biggest stories of 2021.
This is hectic. Operation Ironside is what everybody's been talking about. It's an operation that was led by the FBI, and it spanned from Australia and across 17 other countries. There were 4,000 police officers involved, and it is like the biggest thing I think that criminals worldwide have ever fallen for, and there have been a lot of charges laid.
Yeah, massive drug syndicate, also influencers involved as well. Take a listen to the news last night.
They thought they were bulletproof. They've just been blown wide open.
We have been in the back pockets of organised crime, a window into the level of criminality that we have never seen before on this scale.
Operation Ironside, anchored in Sydney, stretching the globe. And it all started over a couple of beers. Tonight, the eavesdropping app trap criminal masterminds fell for.
A couple of beers can get you in trouble, can't it? Now, look, we are fascinated by the app side of this because it all revolves around an encrypted app. So we turn to Trevor Long for that.
Expert Trevor Long. Trevor La.
Our tech expert, Trevor Long. Just quickly before we get into this, Trev, you weren't involved in the syndicate at all?
I'm yet to be prosecuted in any way. Any allegations are just that, allegations.
Just thought I'd get that up off the top just to make sure.
Just say allegedly and you're fine.
Allegedly, yes.
This is not just a cool story of 2021. I reckon this is one of the biggest stories of all time. There'll be movies, documentaries made about this because what we discovered, learnt just reading about this, is crims had their own network. They had their own phones. They had their own app. And what happened was years ago, that app, that phone was shut down. It was the business that was selling criminals' phones was shut down. And it created a gap in the market. How are criminals going to communicate with each other? And so what the FBI and the Australian Federal Police did was build just another app and another set of phones. And they were selling through criminal influencers. Who knew there was such a thing? They were selling these black market phones so that crims could talk to each other, and they had no idea that these phones were not encrypted at all, that the FBI, the AFP, were in real time monitoring their conversations, texting each other going, hey, kill that bloke. Yeah, no worries.
And
they've got that on record.
That's the thing. Like, because it was happening in real time, it has included plots to kill, drug trafficking, gun distribution. Like, it is so hectic that this sting has been able to shut all of that down now.
Literally, you know, and this wasn't just, you know, some undercover cop placing this app and, you know, telling guys to use it. That would have been much harder. There is literally a thing called criminal influencers who were telling the crims of the world that this was a really secure way to communicate, and they all fell for it. That wasn't an overstatement. They were in the back pocket of criminals. These guys were carrying around these kind of burner phones, 12,000 of them around the world,
wow.
Over 1,000 in Australia. And every time they were texting each other, they had no idea the cops were watching. I just couldn't be more proud of law enforcement right now, because we always think that the police are a bit behind, you know, cyberbullying, you know, pedophile rings. It always feels like they're
catching
they're behind
up.
The crims. No, no.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
were ahead of them by yards.
It's really quite amazing.
Trevor, is this a lesson in that nothing is safe online? Literally nothing you can do, no matter how much they say it is, that it's encrypted. Like, there's always that chance. This proves that,
I mean,
right?
It does put a bit of you know, concern over anything we you know, you open a WhatsApp conversation with someone for the first time, it says this conversation is end-to-end encrypted. Is it?
But there is those stories. There is those stories. There was the backpacker that went missing in Byron Bay, and he was communicating on WhatsApp, and they've been trying to get into his WhatsApp for a good year or so now, and they just can't. There's no way, and even WhatsApp won't give up the details.
No,
and Theo Hayes.
Encryption on iMessage, on Facebook, and WhatsApp. That's genuine encryption. But see, the crims aren't using those apps, and that's what the police discovered was they don't want to use public apps. This app that was built was not available in the App Store. It was pre-built into these phones. You had to get this phone off one of these dudes. You had to know the special code to put into the calculator.
Yeah.
So when you typed the special code in the calculator, the app opened. I mean, it's insane.
And that's the trusted network as well, that, like, when you said the criminal influencers or the crimfluencers, that's the trusted network that people in these circles, it's all word of mouth and, you know, gentlemen's handshakes, and it's the trust there that you believe that you have got a product that's going to, I mean.
You know, we all trust our mates, and you know, some people's mates are criminals, so
that's
they trust each other.
That's it.
I was thinking, aren't all influencers criminal, Trevor? Aren't all influencers a bit criminal with their discount codes and stuff like that when they're trying to sell?
I think people on Instagram showing too much skin and showing beauty products are criminals.
Well, that literally is all of Instagram, Trev. So
so it's completely shut down now, Trev. It's put a stop to it.
Which is crazy, right? You think, why didn't they keep it going so that they could get more crims? But they had to expose themselves, essentially, so that they could take them to court.
That's right.
And show in court that they had this thing and they had all this. Otherwise, it would have come out and they would have stopped using it anyway. So let's just hope they're one step ahead and they've created another network for them to use.
Yeah, well, it's a one-time thing, something like this. It was created over a couple of beers in 2018. So it's taken this long to get to this many arrests, but still, I think it's pretty incredible.
It's a massive story. More will unfold over the next few days, and we'll be watching very closely. Now, Trev, you've got a brand new app, we've been told.
That's right. EFTM, available in the Apple App Store, just for all your latest tech, cars and lifestyle news, mate. It's free and easy to use.
Found Fantastic. On the App Store, not encrypted or anything. Everyone can have a go.
No encryption, totally public. Just do your best.
Love that.
Do your best.
Trevor Long, EFTM.com, as well as the website for all things tech. Thanks for giving us an insight into the tech criminal world.
My pleasure. It's fascinating.
Trevor Long joins us here on Hits.
Thanks, buddy. You should Gornfluence Trev's app, mate.
Yeah, I'll do a bit of Gornfluencing, Trev. Would you like that?
Not a bad idea. I'll take it.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. I'm happy to do that.
Let's give you something else to do. I know you're busy after the show, but why not?
I kind of feel like we just did that here with all our listeners of the show. Go download the app, guys. You'll get an influx, Trev. Trust me.